Wisconsin's unemployment rate has been at or below 3% for months now, but in the 53206 zip code in Milwaukee, the economic picture tells a very different story. The zip code is on the city's north side, west of I-43, and in a new study, UW-Milwaukee's Center for Economic Development took a closer look at what's described as concentrated disadvantage in the area. Mark Levine is Professor Emeritus of History, Economic Development, and Urban Studies at UW-Milwaukee. He's also the director of UWM's Center for Economic Development and author of their latest report, 53206 Milwaukee, The Anatomy of Concentrated Disadvantage in an Inner City Neighborhood. Mark, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks very much. It's really good to be with you.
Well, paint us a picture of the economic outlook there in the 53206 zip code.
Well, the economic outlook in 53206, I think it's fair to say, remains fairly bleak. Poverty rates are high. Joblessness is pervasive. Incomes are plunging and have continued to fall even since the end of the recession. And 53206 is certainly a place where mass incarceration has had quite a significant effect. So a lot of the issues of disadvantage in inner city areas that are talked about across the country in many cities are really present in 53206 to an extraordinary degree. Now, it's fair to say, though, that on some of these indicators, there has been some improvement since the end of the Great Recession. And so I think, there needs to be some balancing act here in looking at the situation. The employment rate, for example, for males, prime age males between the ages of 25 and 54 in 53206 climbed from about 36%, an incredibly low number, to 47%, which is still an abysmal number, but it's better than 36% over the last decade or so. So there are some indicators that are, I think, improving slightly, but I think the bottom line, certainly in the study that we've just come out with, is that there's a long, long, long way to go in 53206.
Even when people are employed, income seems to be a problem. Do I have this right? I saw a chart. A college-educated resident of this zip code in Milwaukee, 53206, makes about as much as a high school-educated worker in Waukesha County?
I think one of the striking findings, that's absolutely right, is the degree to which incomes are low, so we have working poverty. There's a lot of underemployment in 53206. So it isn't just that, the jobless rate is obviously very high. We've got, half of prime age workers, both male and female, not working in 53206. But even among those who are working, about 20% have incomes that put them below the poverty line. Even 10% of those working full-time, full year in 53206 have poverty-level income. So we've got, sort of that problem. But, as you alluded to, one of the things that I think we found quite astonishing was the degree to which education doesn't sort of level the playing field in terms of the labor market for residents of 53206. Now, we know from a vast amount of economic research that there is an educational premium. The higher your education level, the more you're going to earn compared to someone with less education. So, and that holds in 53206. A college graduate in 53206 makes over twice as much as a high school dropout. The employment rate for a high school for a high school dropout is three times higher than it is for is three times lower, I should say, than it is for a college graduate. But what we found astonishing was the degree to which, when you look across different areas of Milwaukee, a college graduate in 53206 earns about the same as a high school dropout in Waukesha County, a suburban area west of the city. And so that tells you there's something going on here beyond simply the educational credentials of workers, and it's something that sociologists call place matters, that there's an ecosystem of disadvantage built into 53206, whether it's because of a spatial mismatch, that the jobs in Milwaukee are not particularly accessible, the jobs that are growing in Milwaukee are not accessible to residents in 53206 because of transportation connections or what have you, or because of entrenched racial discrimination in certain sectors of the economy. I think we'd have to dig down a little more deeply to get at that factor, but it is astonishing that education doesn't seem to totally level the playing field at all.
Let's talk more about that spatial mismatch you just mentioned. There are people in this zip code of Milwaukee who need jobs. There is job growth often in areas not that far in the scope of things from there, but we can't get one to the other. Why is that?
We've done some studies at the center beyond simply this study that demonstrate the degree to which transportation is a fundamental obstacle in the Milwaukee labor market, that the transportation links between inner city areas like 53206 and the somewhat more dynamic job growth centers, mainly in Waukesha County, but also to some extent in the outer reaches of the Milwaukee County suburbs and in Ozaukee County, just aren't that strong. Bus transportation is sporadic. We've had bus lines, for example, that are supposed to link workers to jobs in these growing centers that have been cut. And of course, we don't have a regional rail system to get people to those jobs. There's been a long-standing opposition to any kind of light rail system on a regional basis in Milwaukee. And so all of that impedes the ability of workers in central city neighborhoods like 53206 to get the jobs. Then when we look at the persistence of, what clearly needs to be called racial discrimination or racial preferences in labor markets, there are all sorts of studies demonstrating the degree to which those factors still operate, and to the disadvantage, obviously, of primarily African American inner city workers. And then, when you add on to that the fact that with the crisis of mass incarceration, you've got a fair number of workers in places like, or potential workers in places like 53206, who have a criminal record recently, or ex-incarcerated individuals, and that factors against those workers in getting into the labor market, no matter where the jobs are. So you've got, as we point out, sort of cumulative disadvantages that impede economic opportunity in this zip code.
Talking to Mark Levine, professor and director of UW-Milwaukee's Center for Economic Development, about the economic challenges facing the 53206 zip code in Milwaukee. Mark, it seems like the dream would be to have job creation in the zip code, or maybe right next door, accessible jobs for the people who live in this neighborhood. What are the obstacles to that happening?
I think there are several obstacles. One is simply the preference still of many employers for suburban locations, preferences because of proximity to highways, preferences because of, in some cases, still lower land prices, although that's changing, obviously, in distressed neighborhoods, and then concerns about issues of crime in central city neighborhoods, the costs, presumably, of moving their firm from a suburban location. There are incentives or disincentives, I guess, to invest in central city neighborhoods. So there's kind of a structure of investment that works against neighborhoods like 53206. And I think mostly because of the cumulative and kind of interlocking nature of a lot of these disadvantages that we describe in the paper, it poses sort of a seemingly insurmountable set of obstacles for businesses to locate in and around the neighborhood, in and around the zip code. And so you really do need, and we don't go into major policy options in the paper, but I think certainly one of the policy issues here is that you need something like a big bang, a Marshall Plan kind of investment in neighborhoods like 53206, because the problems are so entrenched or so ingrained that we need sort of major investments to provide incentives for business growth, public employment for workers in the zip code, and ways to raise incomes in the zip code, which will of course then create incentives for businesses to locate there because there's more consumer demand potentially for some of their products.
You mentioned there has been improvement in this zip code of Milwaukee, the 53206 zip code, since the Great Recession. Are there bright spots that you see, reasons for hope based on that improvement?
I think there are. I mean, I do think that what we do see is, to a limited extent, and I've certainly argued this for many years, that while it's probably not accurate to say a rising tide raises all boats, it's clear that a rising tide, meaning high economic growth and a tight labor market, does ultimately, as you get deeper and deeper into an economic growth cycle, have an effect on even the most distressed of neighborhoods. And so growth matters. We saw this, for example, in the reduction of minority joblessness in a place like Boston in the 1980s and the 1990s, when that distressed city really turned around and those growth rates really began to improve the economic opportunities for in some of the more distressed neighborhoods in the city. And I think we're seeing some of that in Milwaukee. I think, you know, clearly the jump in the employment rate for African American prime age males in 53206 is encouraging in that regard. Looked at some recent data that shows that for black males as a whole in Milwaukee, in Metro Milwaukee, the employment rate has actually jumped for the first time in a generation, really, over the last 5 or 6 years. So I think we can see the benefits of tightening the labor market and achieving high growth. The problem is we can also see the limits of that, that it's not enough, that we need to do it more rapidly, and we need to deal with some of these structural impediments like the transportation issue, like the racial discrimination issue, and the like, before we can really make significant progress in poor neighborhoods like 53206.
Mark, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's Mark Levine, director of UW-Milwaukee's Center for Economic Development. He was with us to talk about the center's latest report looking at the effects of a lack of economic opportunity in Milwaukee's 53206 zip code.